With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRostra. No escape from the icy weather that's been blanketing the U.S. all weekend. A wave of Arctic storms threatening to break some low temperature records, casting a chill over everything from the football playoffs over the weekend to the presidential campaigns in Iowa and New Hampshire. Weather advisories range from an ice storm warning in Oregon to a blizzard warning in the northern plains to high wind warnings in New Mexico. Meanwhile, the weather has the GOP presidential candidates issuing messages to their supporters the importance of getting to their caucuses next week. Weather has curtailed some in-person campaigning in Iowa, but video messages getting through with words of encouragement and a sense of urgency. Governor Kim Reynolds telling KCRG that she's confident, despite the weather, she expects voters to turn out on Monday.
I was hoping we would break a record for this caucus, and I think, you know, with what we've seen from the amount of interest from Iowans, I think possibly we could have done that. But so that's going to damper that a little bit. But it is about who's enthusiastic about their candidates, that who's, you know, really believes in them and wants to make that extra effort to show up.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Oregon Supreme Court is delaying a decision whether former President Trump's name should appear on the state's primary election ballot.
The Oregon Supreme Court won't hear the case because the U.S. Supreme Court is considering a similar case out of Colorado, and it would resolve the same issues. The court's allowing the five claimants to bring additional petitions that are not decided by the U.S. Supreme Court.
That is Tayshia Stevens reporting. Oregon's primary scheduled for May 21st. South Africa says more than 50 countries support its case at the UN's top court, accusing Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. But others, including the U.S., the U.K., and Germany, strongly reject South Africa's allegations. Many more remain silent. This is SRN News. Britain is sending a man to represent women at the United Nations.
Monroe Bergdorf is a man living as a woman, and he has been selected by officials in the United Kingdom to a post with UN Women, an organization dedicated to equality and advancement for females around the globe. The selection is being decried by many women's groups in the UK who say an actual female should have gotten that job. Bergdorf recently became the first man to appear on the cover of Cosmopolitan UK. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York City police report 31 anti-Semitic hate crimes in the month of December, more than a year ago, but less than October and November. Big Apple's large Jewish population saw a surge in attacks right after the Hamas assault on Israel. NYPD says anti-Semitic crimes account for more than half of the hate crimes that took place in the city last month alone. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports the wholesale inflation in the U.S. fell for a third straight month in December.
The Labor Department says that its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, declined 0.1% from November to December after falling 0.1% in November and 0.4% in October. Measured year over year, producer prices rose by a mild 1% in December.
Excluding volatile food and energy costs, so-called core wholesale prices were unchanged from November, up 1.8% from a year earlier. Core inflation, by omitting prices that tend to fluctuate from month to month, is seen by many economists as a better guide to the direction of inflation. U.S. Supreme Court agrees to hear an appeal from Starbucks in a dispute with the Labor Relations Board over workers who were trying to unionize a store in Memphis. More at SRNnews.com.